Tucked away across a bridge and below the Anchorage neighborhood of Government Hill is one of the most important pieces of infrastructure in the state of Alaska. Britt Shimoniak is a spokesperson for the Port of Anchorage. She also gives tours, which are only offered in the summer.
So first, we're going to take you on a driving tour, and we're going to come up here and drive past the Tesoro.
Today, she's showing me around Anchorage's industrial waterfront. We drive past checkpoints and follow roadways, weaving through dusty lots full of metal buildings and shipping containers. It's not pretty, but it is profitable. The port is owned and operated by the municipality. According to officials, it pulls in around $4 million a year after expenses.
Basically, any consumer goods that you would use come through the Port of Anchorage. So we like to say if you eat it, wear it, or drive it, it probably came through the port.
The Port of Anchorage started doing tours several years ago to educate the public about its importance and to build support for an expansion. A big part of that expansion didn't go well because of construction problems with metal pilings that were being used to build a new dock. Attorneys are working out who's to blame while the city is looking for a new way forward. But Shimoniak says, because of what happened, people often don't hear about the parts of the port project that did get done. The tour highlights them. Utilities were buried to make expansion safer, a sixth barge berth was added, and now there's a place for a train to come in and pick stuff up.
We have added 2 miles of rail spur, and so that extends, you know, along the back end of the port, and so we could then bring rail line all the way down to one of our terminals if the need were to arise. We also have a new road and a road that provides direct access to J-Bear. And we've added about 60 acres of land through the expansion project.
The new land is important, Shimoniak says, because 40% of the port's revenue comes from leases. The rest comes from fees collected from ships that park at the dock and money charged for the stuff that they unload. The Port of Anchorage is open 24/7 and 365 days a year. But if you want to take a tour, there are just 2 chances left this summer, July 14th and August 11th. Tours are conducted every half hour from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. from the Alaska Railroad Headquarters building. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.